A Chinese teenager's violent death has prompted concerns about the safety of international students. Melbourne schoolboy Jeremy Hu was attacked in a laneway in the CBD as about 20 students watched on. None of them brought him to a hospital until it was too late. Jane Lee reports.
This is the Chinatown alley where Jeremy Hu met with two other international students in April 2016. One of them, Jason, liked Jeremy's girlfriend. The other, Sheng Liang Wan, had been leaving Jeremy threatening messages at 4 in the morning.
I just want to say, I want to beat you.
But the Year 12 student didn't tell his teachers or his carers in Australia that he was being bullied. He only told his mum, Li Pingyuan, back in China.
He just told me, don't worry, mum, it's just between us kids. We'll talk it through, it's no big problem.
In the alley, Sheng Liang Wan stomped on Jeremy Hu's head, fracturing his skull. But after the fight, Jeremy said he wanted to sleep it off, so his friends brought him to a hotel. By the time he got to the hospital the next day, it was too late. Professor Stephen Cordner is the pathologist who performed the autopsy on Jeremy's body.
This is a classic situation where you can be saved from a head injury. If you can get to the hospital, they pretty soon would have worked out that he had a skull fracture and what was going on, and they could have relieved the pressure on the bone.
Student advocates say Jeremy's case reveals glaring gaps in the systems designed to protect young international students in Australia. Manarani Guy is the Victorian president of the International Education Association. She's concerned that high school and university staff trained to support overseas students are not rising in line with soaring enrolments.
So we do have a moral obligation to give them all the support that they need. And we need to learn from Jeremy's case. We need to look at where the cracks are. All organisations, not just high schools, because there's going to be more Jeremys in other circumstances.
Sheng Liang Wan was convicted of Jeremy Hu's manslaughter last month. He'll be sentenced later this year. But for Jeremy Hu's mum, Li Pingyuan, no punishment will ever be enough.
I just miss my son, I miss my baby every day. It's a pain that's everlasting.
Jeremy Hu's mother, Li Pingyuan, ending that report by Jane Lee. And can you hear more of Jane's story in the Background Briefing podcast? And you can download that on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts from.